Mrs. Claus's Big Night Out, a Dave Andrew radio play.
Claus?
Mm-hmm?
May I ask you something?
Yes, of course, my love. You can ask me anything.
Well, Christmas Eve is only a few days away now.
Oh, I know! It's very exciting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So
I can't wait to get out there again. I still look forward to it now as much as I ever did.
Yes, I'm sure you do. Which brings
feeling
me
the rush of the night air against my skin, being so close to the stars you can almost touch them, diving in and out of the dark clouds. Oh, just wonderful.
Yes, wonderful.
Seeing the reflection of the moon in the ocean.
Oh, for goodness sake, Claus. I love you very much, but can you please just shut up for 2 seconds?
Well, excuse me.
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is important. I need you to listen to me.
I'm all ears.
Thank you.
You didn't have to shout at me, though. That wasn't very nice.
You were rambling on 19 to the dozen. It was the only way to get your attention.
Well, now you have it.
Good. Now, what I was going to say
was... It's only because I'm so excited about getting out into the world again. It's such a wonderful feeling for me.
That's just it. I wouldn't know, would I?
Know what?
What it feels like to be out there.
Out there?
Yes. You tell me all these exciting stories about the world, but I've never experienced it for myself. Not in all the years you've been Santa.
What? Are you saying you want to come with me?
Yes, I do. More than anything else in the world.
But you've never wanted to come with me before. Why would you want to come with me now?
Because I'm tired of being left behind whilst you have such fun. I just want to see it for myself.
Really?
Yes. What's wrong? Don't you want me to come with you, Claus?
No, no, it's not that.
What is it then?
It's just something I've never thought about before, that's all.
In the old days, before we came here, I was always with you every Christmas Eve without fail. Okay, we only delivered toys to the children in the village, but this is just the same, only on a larger scale.
Oh, no, not really. It's very different now, Anya. Very different indeed.
We had such wonderful times together back then, didn't we?
Yes. Oh, we certainly did. Magical times.
Well, then.
Well, then what?
Can I come with you?
When I was first chosen to be Santa, I was told that I alone had the responsibility of delivering toys to the children of the world. Nothing was ever said about you coming with me, and you didn't seem to mind so much back then.
Times change, Claus. Remember last year when you were worried that the world didn't need Santa anymore?
I remember.
You got through that. And are as excited as you ever were to be Santa. I just want to be part of it again now. I don't want to keep being left behind all the time.
But you are the most important part of Christmas, my love. You always have been. Without you by my side, I wouldn't even be Santa.
Oh, that's very kind of you. But it doesn't feel like I am.
Oh, but you are. I can assure you of that.
I want to come with you this year. That's all there is to it.
You do?
Yes. Please say that I can.
Oh, I don't know.
Please?
You've really set your heart on this, haven't you?
I most definitely have.
And there's nothing I can say to talk you out of it?
Well, probably. It all depends how brave you're feeling.
Well, in that case, you give me no choice. Okay, then.
Really? I can come?
Yes, you can come.
Oh, Claus, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It'll be just like the old days, Claus.
Yes, just like the old days, my love.
Oh, I can't wait.
I must warn you, though, it's not going to be a joyride. We'll be very busy from start to finish. And at times, you'll be very cold, hungry, and tired.
I can handle that.
Yes, I'm sure you can.
Oh, this is going to be the most special year ever. I know it.
I do have one small question, though.
Which is?
Who's going to bring me my traditional Christmas morning hot chocolate now?
Oh, Claus.
This is the exciting bit. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, I can't wait.
Well, hold on tightly. Here we go. Come on, my boys. That's it. That's the way. Take us out amongst the stars.
Yay!
Woo-hoo! Come on, you little beauties. You can do it. Oh, well done, my boys. You are the best, the very best.
Oh, they sure are. Oh, what a magnificent team they are.
In all the years I've been doing this, I still get such a thrill when we take off.
Oh, I can see why. This is amazing, Claus. Better than I ever thought it would be.
Isn't it, though? It's the best feeling in the world.
Really, Claus? The best feeling?
The second best feeling, after being married to you, of course, my love.
Nice save.
Now, it's much colder up here, so I brought a rug to wrap around your legs to keep you from catching a chill.
Oh, I'm fine, Claus, but thank you. Oh, what a beautiful night this is. I can see why you look forward to it so much every year.
It's always very special. The world changes, people change with it, but the magic always stays the same.
Yes, it sure does. Oh, thank you for sharing this most special of nights with me.
You're very welcome.
So, where are we going first?
The South Pole. I learned that the best way to do this is to start at the farthest point and work backwards. It's a strategy which has worked well for centuries.
I still can't see how you'll manage to do all this in one night.
Well, not everybody celebrates Christmas, Anya, and not everybody believes in me. So it isn't as big a task as it may seem.
Oh, I see.
Not forgetting the most magical reason of all, of course.
Which is?
How, for this night only, this moment in time freezes.
Freezes?
Yes. No matter where we visit, the town clocks will all be stuck at 1 minute to midnight until our task is done.
Really?
Yes. Christmas Day can only begin after the last present has been delivered. Then time goes back to normal.
How fantastic!
Isn't it, though?
That gives me an idea, then.
Does it? And what idea would that be?
That maybe I can take the reins for a while.
What? Fly my sleigh, do you mean?
Yes, why not?
No way! Out of the question.
Why?
Because it just is, that's all.
But I will be careful, I promise.
I don't have time to give you lessons, Anya. We are on a very tight schedule tonight.
But didn't you just tell me that time will be frozen at 1 minute to midnight until we're finished? How does my flying the sleigh alter that?
You've never flown a sleigh before, Anya. Oh, I know I make it look easy, but it really isn't. It's much harder than it looks. Trust me.
Nonsense, man. I used to drive the sleigh all the time in the old days.
Yes, but that was before reindeer knew how to fly.
Oh, please, Claus.
No, Anya. I'm sorry, but no.
You know you want to.
I know I really don't want to.
Spoil sport.
It isn't too late to turn around and drop you off, you know.
Oh, just for a few minutes. Please, what could possibly go wrong?
I dread to think.
I'd be ever so grateful.
And so would I, if you stopped asking.
I'll only stop asking when you say yes.
No.
Oh, you old meanie, you.
Not so much of the old, if you don't mind.
I'll cook you your favourite breakfast for a week if you let me fly the sleigh.
Oh, Anya!
Oh, please, Claus.
Oh, I knew this was a bad idea.
Please.
I should never have allowed you to talk me into this. All right. But only when the last present has been delivered and we're on our way home. That's the best you're going to get. Okay?
Yay!
I must be mad.
Here, make me a pinky promise so that you can't go back on your word.
This isn't a school playground.
Claus?
All right. If it stops you bleating on about it. Pinky promise. There. Happy?
Yes, very.
Now, just sit back and relax. Take in the scenery. Go to sleep for a few hours.
Oh, I could stay up here forever.
It feels like you already have.
Oh, stop being an old grump. Would you like some hot chocolate, Grumpy Claus?
Yes, thank you. That would be nice.
Here you are.
Could you put it in the cup holder for me? Thank you.
Oh, how lovely. Drinking piping hot chocolate whilst flying above the clouds. Heavenly.
Isn't it though? Hey, look! There's the North Star!
Wow! It's so bright!
Oh, I've needed it to guide me on many a Christmas Eve, when the fog was dense or the snow falling heavily. Hello, old friend! How wonderful to see you again!
You talk to the stars?
Of course I do! I've grown very fond of them over the years.
Really?
Yes. I've even made a wish or two on some of them.
Have you? And did they come true?
Well, I hope so.
You don't know?
I never made them for myself.
Well, who did you make them for then?
For some dear little children who were having a bad time of it. Bless their little hearts. So many of them needed a wish to come true. So I really hope they did.
You really are a big softy, aren't you?
I'd be in the wrong job if I wasn't.
It's just one of the many things I love about you.
Oh.
That and the fact that I know you're going to let me fly the sleigh on the way home.
This is going to be a very long night. I can tell. Be long. Can you feed the boys whilst I'm gone? If they could do with a little refueling about now.
Oh, gladly. Have fun.
Oh, I will.
Now then, boys, let's give you some nourishment. Oh, you're all so beautiful. And you're doing such a good job tonight. So proud of you. Claus, is that you? Are you back so soon? Claus? Hello?
Go away.
What are you doing there?
Leave me alone.
That isn't very friendly, is it?
Well, I'm not a very friendly person, so just go away.
But what are you doing up here?
Trying to get away from people like you.
It's a bit late to be out by yourself, isn't it?
You what?
Haven't you got a home to go to?
Are you for real?
Pardon?
Home? What world are you living in?
Well, I'm afraid I don't understand.
Look around you, lady. This is my home. Well, one of them.
What? This drafty old room full of cobwebs and pigeon droppings?
It's better than a shop doorway.
A shop doorway?
I have to move on now, thanks to you. You obviously blabbed to the authorities, tell them where I am.
Authorities? I don't understand.
Sure you don't.
And why would you have to move on?
You know perfectly well why.
I'm afraid I don't.
Don't want to end up in one of those poxy homes again. I can't go back there. Why do you have to come here tonight? Why couldn't you just leave me alone?
But you can't live in a place like this. It isn't safe.
Why, you're a social worker or something?
No, dear. I don't even know what a social worker is.
Who are you then, and what are you doing here?
My name is Anya. Anya Claus.
Who?
Anya Claus. Santa's wife.
Oh, this is all I need. Another. This night just keeps getting better.
He's busy delivering presents at the moment, but he'll be back shortly.
Yeah, sure he will.
You don't believe in Santa, do you?
What am I, five?
Well, that's a shame, because Santa is real. I should know. I'm married to him.
Do the nurses know you're out?
Nurses, dear?
Close the door on your way out. Mrs. Claus, do me a favour.
You don't believe in the magic of Christmas?
No, why should I?
Because the magic is real. Believe me, I know.
You are a nutjob.
What, dear?
A nutter, a mad woman, a lunatic. If you're Santa's wife, then I'm the Easter Bunny.
Oh, I don't think you are.
Besides, if anyone was going into these flats, it'd be to rob them, not leave crappy presents behind.
Such cynicism for someone so young.
No, just a realist, and you are a sad, sad woman, dressing up as Mrs. Santa and prancing about on rooftops in the middle of the night. What a loser.
I'm not lying to you, young lady. I am who I say I am. Why else would I be here right now?
I have no idea. Looking for another Christmas party to gatecrash, probably.
Christmas party?
Or wherever else you've been to get this drunk. Sad.
Drunk? I'm not drunk. Although a small glass of sherry would be very welcome right now. Claus wouldn't approve, though. We still have a lot to do before we go home.
Nutter.
Are you hungry?
What?
Are you hungry? I have some treats back in the sleigh. And some lovely hot chocolate, too. Would you like some?
No, thank you. I was always taught not to accept sweets from strangers.
But I'm not a stranger, dear. I've told you who I am, whether you choose to believe me or not. It's you who are the stranger. I've no idea who you are. You haven't introduced yourself yet.
No, and I'm not likely to either.
Well, have it your way then. I'll be back in the sleigh drinking a lovely cup of hot chocolate with some scrumptious marshmallows all by myself. I shall leave you to your dust and cobwebs. Sorry I disturbed you. Good night.
Do you really have hot chocolate in there?
Yes, and it's delicious. Would you like some?
Is this for real, though? No tricks.
It's for real, I promise. Here. Mind, it's very hot. It's good, isn't it?
What else you got in there?
I have cookies and marshmallows. Which would you prefer? I know. How about I put some marshmallows in your cup and you can have a cookie to go with it?
Really, can I?
It would be my pleasure. Here you go.
I haven't had hot chocolate since I was with my great lord. Doesn't matter.
Here, climb up and sit beside me. That's it.
Seriously, though, who are you? How'd you get these reindeer up here? Do you make in a film or something? Is there a big wint inside the building? I'm surprised I didn't see it.
No, there's no wench. And this is not a film either. I really am Anya Claus. And my husband genuinely is Santa Claus. And those wonderful boys genuinely flew us up here.
Oh, I understand this now. I'm dreaming, aren't I? No, this is real.
Does it feel like a dream?
Yeah, has to be. Things like this don't just happen, especially not to someone like me.
Why not, dear? Why would you say that?
Like I said, not a nice person.
Well, you seem perfectly lovely to me.
What do you know? You don't know me. You don't know anything about me.
Maybe not, dear. But I've been around for a very long time, and I have the wisdom of age. And I'm very rarely proved wrong when I form an opinion of someone.
Whatever.
I know that good people can do bad things sometimes. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad people.
If you say so.
Sometimes things just happen, and we have to cope with them as best we can.
No, trust me, I'm a bad person.
Why? In what way?
I've run away from home more times than I can remember, been expelled from school, pushed away every friend I've ever had, stolen food in the shop when I was hungry, stolen clothes when I was cold. I've even taken milk off people's doorsteps. Now tell me I'm not a bad person.
Well, there's a difference between being bad and being desperate. You were hungry and cold. People would be heartless not to understand why you did that.
Maybe I just enjoy breaking the law. Maybe I like being mad.
I don't think so. I think it may be for another reason.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yes. I think you've built a wall to protect yourself from being hurt or let down again. It's easier to think the worst of yourself because you don't want to show any weakness or vulnerability.
I don't understand.
It's like an actor who's famous for playing one defining role. You give people what they want. Be who they expect you to be.
No, it's just who I am.
Well, that's quite sad then.
Not really. I'm used to it. I live on the streets because I don't have to put my faith in anyone but me then. And that's just how I like it.
How old are you, dear?
Why? What does that matter?
Just humour me.
Well, if it's that important to you, I'm 15.
15?
Yeah, why?
Still so young and so much life ahead of you.
Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. I don't really care either way.
Hey, when you came along, I was just feeding the boys. Would you be a dear and give me a hand?
What, feed the reindeer?
Yes, it would be a great help to me.
Really? I mean, would it be okay?
Yes, of course.
Cool.
They're a very friendly bunch, and they love meeting new people.
It's one crazy dream, I have.
Well, dream or not, would you like to?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great. You feed the boys on the left, and I'll feed the ones on the right. They really love their carrots, and apples are their favourite.
Apples are my favourite too.
Well, I'll give you some to take home with you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What's this one's name?
That's Dasher. He's a bit greedy, so be careful he doesn't take too much.
Here you are, Dasher. Oh, he's so soft and he has beautiful eyes. I love him.
Tickle under his chin. He adores that. How long have you been living like this? I still don't know your name.
Lauren. My name's Lauren. Supposed to have been living rough on and off for a couple of years.
Can I ask why, Lauren? What happened to make you want to leave home?
My parents split up when I was young. My dad left home and I stayed home with my mother, which wasn't always easy, because she was in a bad place after the marriage broke up. After a while, it was like she was taking it out on me, making me feel like it was my fault, that I had somehow caused this to happen. I was only 5 years old at the time. Made me feel very sad.
Oh, Lauren.
I used to stay with my granddad on the holidays. We always had a great time. He only had a one-bedroom flat, so I couldn't stay with him for long. Although I always wished I could live there, to be honest. It always made me feel cosy and safe when I was with him. I hated having to go home again.
Oh, you've had it tough. I'm so sorry, Lauren.
It's all right. Take care of myself.
When did you last speak to your granddad?
About 2 months ago, I suppose. I lost my phone, so I can't call him. And I don't know his number off the top of my head, so I'm still on my phone. Really miss him.
I'm sure you do.
I wanted more than anything to stay with him over Christmas, but I didn't have any money for the coach.
Oh, this should never have happened to you, Lauren. It just isn't fair. How could things have got this bad?
I don't know, they just did. My mother remarried a few years ago. She has children with her new husband now. They've made it very clear that they don't want me around. So I just left them to it.
Oh, Lauren, my heart breaks for you.
Yeah, don't worry about me, I do okay. You used to live on the streets after all.
Well, it's getting very cold up here. Let's get back in the sleigh and have another hot drink. Would you like that?
Yes, please. I'd love that.
Come on, then. Let's go. That's enough food for now, boys. Save some for later.
You know, as far as dreams go, that's one I've had since I was a kid. If only it was real.
If only it was, eh? Here. Wrap this blanket around you to keep warm.
Thank you.
Comfy? Cozy?
Yes, very.
Good.
Anya?
Shh. What a beautiful dream.
Lauren?
Hmm?
If you could choose any ending for your dream, what would it be?
To wake up at the flat with my granddad, warm and cosy on the settee. We would spend Christmas Day together and he would make me a cooked breakfast. And I would open my presents whilst we watched Christmas films on the telly. After lunch, we'd go to the park. He would tell us bad jokes and funny stories and we would laugh all day. Then in the evening, he would wrap a blanket around me, make me piping hot chocolate with marshmallows on top, just like the ones you gave me. And then I'd go to sleep on the settee, all warm and toasty. That is how I'd want my dream to end. Being with him would make everything seem all right again. If only for a short time.
Oh, Lauren.
This is such a wonderful dream.
Close your eyes. Drift away and relish every moment of it.
I never want it to end. It's far too precious.
When you wake up, everything will seem better, I promise.
Will you stay with me? Just for a while longer?
Of course I will, Lauren. Just sleep now. You are safe and you are loved.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Merry Christmas, Mrs. Claus.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Lauren. And remember, there's always the chance for Christmas miracle for those who truly believe. Am I right, Claus?
Apparently there is.
Are you angry with me, Claus?
Whatever for?
For making myself known to Lauren.
No, Anya. I'm not angry with you at all. I'm glad you did. I couldn't bear to think of her all alone in that awful tantrum. And on Christmas Eve, too.
Thank you. I just couldn't leave her there.
I understand.
But you don't approve?
You did the right thing by her. Which is something not too many people seem to have done in recent years. How could I ever disapprove of that, Anya?
Oh, thank you, Claus.
That being said, this sort of contact is not to be encouraged. The world prefers the legend of Santa, not the reality of him.
Do you mean to tell me that in all these years you've been delivering toys that you've never made friends with anyone?
No, there have been times, of course there have. But I'm very careful not to make myself too well known. Otherwise the magic and anticipation would be lost forever.
Well, I couldn't leave her there, all alone in that cold, draughty room with all the dust, pigeon droppings and cobwebs. She would have become ill, and I couldn't bear that.
Now who's the big softy?
She's such a young girl, barely even a teenager, feeling so lost, alone and unloved. The only person she trusts in the whole world is her grandfather. But he's not got the means to provide a home for her. I doubt he even knows how she's been forced to live in recent years. She couldn't even phone him.
I know, my love. I know. It's very hard not to become attached to these kids once you meet them.
She truly believes that she deserved all the bad things which have happened to her. Can you believe that? I'm sure she pushes people away because she cannot bear to lose somebody she cares for again. Poor girl.
She's young, Anya, and very resilient. Sadly, more so than most girls of her age. But she has options now. At least she won't be sleeping in that awful tank room again.
You know, right up until the time we dropped her off, she was convinced this was all a dream. Her last words to me were, "When I wake up in the morning, I won't remember any of this, will I?" After which she held me and really cuddled in. Oh, I must admit, I cried then. I wanted to put her back in the sleigh, wrap her up in the blanket and bring her home with us. She said that she was a bad girl, but she isn't. She's a good girl, really, longing to be loved and cared for.
You can't get attached, Anya. Believe me, you just can't.
Rubbish, man. Think of all the times you've been tempted to bring home an unhappy child with you. We would have needed to build a whole estate to shelter them all.
I said we can't, Anya. Not that we don't. Anyway, here we are. Last few houses.
So soon? I was hoping we'd be out for a little longer.
I know. You see how time flies? Right. I won't be long.
Hello, Santa.
Sophie! What's so good to see you again?
It's good to see you again too.
My, how you've grown!
Thank you.
You've been a very good girl this year. You should be very proud of yourself.
I am. Thank you, Santa. I'm in year four now.
Year four? That's incredible!
Did you bring me the doll I asked for this year?
Oh, I certainly did. Here you are.
Oh, thank you, Santa.
It's my pleasure.
May I open it now?
Well, I don't know. You really should wait until the morning.
Please.
Of course you can. Go ahead.
Thanks. Oh, she's wonderful. Thank you so much. I love her.
I knew you would.
Oh, and don't forget your cookies, and I have poured a glass of milk for you.
Oh, thank you, Sophie. You're very kind.
You're very welcome.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. No matter where I go in the world, you always have the best cookies.
I'm glad.
Delicious.
I am going to name my dolly Jemima.
Jemima? Oh, what a beautiful name.
Here you are, Jemima. Come and sleep next to me.
Right. I must be off. Oh, it's been so wonderful to see you again.
You too, Santa. And thank you for my dolly.
My pleasure. Good night, little one. Go back to sleep. and let visions of sugar plums dance in your head.
Good night, Santa. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Sophie. See you again next year.
So much for not getting involved, Claus.
What do you mean?
I saw you through the window chatting to that little girl.
But that's Sophie. I always chat to Sophie.
Oh, so it's okay sometimes then.
Yes. Oh, bless her. She caught me off guard 4 years ago. She was only four back then. We had a lovely conversation. Now she waits up for me every Christmas Eve without fail. Bless her little heart.
I see.
The faster she grows, the less likely she is to want to stay up on Christmas Eve anymore. Then our traditional little chats will become a thing of the past. One day, sooner than I care to think, she'll reach the age of not believing. And then she'll forget about me. As they all do.
Oh, Claus.
No, it's okay. It's just the way things are. The way they've always been.
I can see why you don't like getting involved. I'm sorry, Claus. I didn't even think about how this is for you. It breaks your heart when they stop believing, doesn't it?
Every child, every single time, with no exceptions.
It isn't always easy to be you, is it?
No, not always. But new believers are being born every day, so I have the pleasure of meeting them to look forward to. And, for now at least, Sophie still believes in me, and I'll continue to have our Christmas chats to look forward to.
Speaking of looking forward, there's something that I've been looking forward to all night.
Which is?
Flying the sleigh.
What? No!
You said that when the deliveries had all been made, I could fly the sleigh. You pinky promised me.
Did I?
You did. And you can't go back on a pinky promise, can you?
Can't I?
No.
Oh, all right then. If you must.
Move aside, old man. Let me show you how it's done.
Oh, okay. Now gently take the reins and keep them just a little taut. Like I'm doing here. The boys know what they're doing, so just be nice and relaxed. That's it. And...
Yeah! Come on, boys! Let's see what you're made of!
Anya! What are you doing?
Buckle up, partner! Things are about to get interesting!
Are you mad? Slow down, Anya!
Hup, hup!
No, 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 we don't need to ascend any further! What are you doing? Anya! Anya!
Oh, this is wonderful!
The boys aren't used to this kind of punishment.
Nonsense! They love it! Come on, my boys! Faster! Faster!
Oh, God, no! Oh, give me back the reins! You'll kill us all!
Oh, behave yourself, Claus. It's not like I've never driven a sleigh before.
Yes, you've driven it. But you've never flown it before, although if memory serves, you might as well have done. Oh, my! You're unhinged. Totally unhinged. There are certain aviation laws that not even I am allowed to breach. Please, Anya. Please.
Yeah! Oh, I'm loving this!
Why are you standing up?
Can you feel the wind against your skin?
Sit down, for goodness sake!
Hey! What's that dot on the horizon?
Oh, dear Lord, it's a plane. You're in a flight path, Anya. Oh, go lower, please. Go lower.
Open your eyes, man.
Is it over?
You really can be a coward sometimes.
And you really can be a lunatic. Now give me back the reins.
Oh, just a few minutes longer. I promise I'll behave.
I don't feel very well.
probably all the cookies you ate tonight.
No, it's definitely not the cookies. Now, keep it at this speed and this altitude. Head towards that red light over there.
Well, what is it?
The North Pole.
Oh, we're nearly home then.
Yes, and I've never been more grateful to be so.
You're as white as your beard.
And you nearly saw the colour of adrenaline. Right, lighten up on the reins. Pull the right one slightly to adjust our course.
Will do. Come on, my lovely boys. We'll soon be home.
Right. I think I'd better take over now. We don't want to overshoot the runway, do we?
Oh, okay. Here you go.
My poor, poor boys. What did the nasty lady do to you?
They loved it. It's exciting for them to have a blowout now and again.
Oh, take your word for it.
And Claus?
What?
Thank you for letting me come with you tonight. It meant a great deal to me sharing your special night with you and forgetting to fly the sleigh.
It was a pleasure to spend my evening with you, Anya. Not such a pleasure letting you fly the sleigh, though. I thought we'd entered a Roman chariot race at one point. Especially when you stood up.
Oh, stop being such a wimp.
I don't think the boys will ever fully recover from this.
Nonsense. They're fine, aren't you, boys?
Right. I'll get the boys sorted out, make sure they have a really good feed. After which, I think they'll probably need lots of therapy and a few weeks' sleep. I'll see you in the snug when I'm finished.
OK. I'll go and get the hot chocolate and marshmallows ready.
Okay?
I'm ecstatic. Worn out, but ecstatic. I can see why you're so tired every year.
Yes. But I wouldn't change it for anything.
No, I can see why.
Well, you've seen the world outside now. What are your thoughts?
A bit mixed, to be honest. I mean, there are some parts of the world which seem to have an abundance of riches, whilst other parts have nothing at all. There are innocent children without homes because grown-ups refuse to sort out their differences without going to war over them, which is so wrong. What gives anyone the right to hate somebody because they don't look or talk the same way as them? People have the right to believe in what they want to believe in. It's not for anyone else to tell them that they're wrong. So much can be learned by sharing our cultures with one another. But too many people seem to be threatened by what they cannot understand.
I've seen it throughout the centuries, I'm afraid. World wars, civil wars, people having to conform to other nations' rules. Displaced and dispossessed children living on the streets. Good people losing their home because of a pandemic, recession, or a bad investment. It can be a very cruel place to be sometimes.
I can't help thinking about Lauren and what her future may hold.
Well, I don't know what her long-term future may hold. But for now, I think I can safely say that her life has changed for the better.
Oh, how?
Well, let's just say that Christmas dreams can come true after all.
What did you do?
You know, I knew her grandfather when he was a child, and he was a true believer back then. And I think he still secretly is. Oh, he's always been very unselfish and caring. And he loves Lauren with all his heart. He has no idea how she's been living over the past few years. It would break his heart to know what she's been going through.
I just wish there was something we could do for her.
But Anya, you already have. If you hadn't spoken to her last night, she'd be waking up this morning in a damp, drafty, unfeeling tank room with only pigeons, spiders and mice for company. Instead, she's waking up this morning in her own bed, in her own room, in a home filled with love.
Don't you mean the settee, Claus?
No, Anya. I mean her own bedroom, in a home she now shares with the only man she trusts in the world.
But how?
Let's just say that there was room in the world for a Christmas miracle last night.
What did you do?
The one-bedroom flat has given way to a modest three-bedroom house, with a nice-sized garden giving Lauren room to grow in a safe environment. It's not too big, but large enough for Grandad to take shelter from the inevitable teenage tantrums which are to come. It's a place where they can be happy and where Lauren can prepare for adult life, knowing that she has the love and support she is so desperately needed. Now, nobody's saying it's going to be an easy ride for either of them, but she'll never again have to find shelter in a tank room or shop doorway.
Oh, I don't know what to say. This is amazing.
I don't often have the opportunity to do something like this, but you saw something in Lauren, and that was good enough for me.
Thank you, Claus. Thank you. This is the greatest Christmas present you could have given me, knowing that she's safe now and with her granddad.
Everybody deserves another chance, Anya. And this young lady seems to have been given very few. She has the foundation now. The rest is up to her.
In which case, she'll do just fine. I know she will. It'll take time for the walls to come down. But she has such a good heart. All she ever needed was for somebody to believe in her.
Well, you did. And it's because of you that she has this opportunity.
That's the other thing I've learned being out with you tonight. No matter how bleak and foreboding the world seems at times, or the problems it's having, it has such majesty and wonder too. There are so many truly wonderful people who'll give all they can to help those around them, and they'll ask nothing in return. And I love that.
Absolutely. There are so many unsung heroes who neither expect nor get the praise they so deserve. Wonderful people. All of them.
Oh, it's so lovely to be sitting here now with the fire blazing. The man I love sitting in the chair opposite me, just talking together and putting the world to rights. We are so very lucky, Claus.
Yes, we are. In fact, I think I'm the luckiest man alive.
Why?
Because I have you, darling. My beautiful wife.
Well, I won't disagree there.
You must be really tired, my love. Why don't we finish our drinks and go to bed?
Oh, in a minute. I just don't want to move from where I am at the moment. I'm so cozy.
Me too. You know, Anya, I don't think I ever really take enough time to thank you for all you do for me. And I know that I really should. Without you, I couldn't be who I am. Certainly not what I am. You are all my Christmases rolled up into one. You always have been. There's nothing else in the world that I could desire more than you. Even before we came here, you used to have to put up with me being in the shed making toys or racing around trying to help a neighbour in need. Not once did I hear you complain then. and not once have I heard you complain since. You are truly one in a million, and I am so very lucky that I found you all those years ago. I love you, Anya, and I will love you forevermore. Anya? Anya? She's asleep. Well, it was a busy night. And to be honest, I'm really feeling it too. I'll wake her up in a minute so we can go to bed. But maybe I'll just rest my eyes for a few moments. Oh, Merry Christmas to all. And to all, good night. Mrs. Claus's Big Night Out was written by Dave Andrew and co-directed by Sarah Robinson and Dave Andrew, with editing by David O'Rorty. All music and sound effects are courtesy of YouTube. We are very proud to introduce two very talented young ladies who are making their radio play debuts in this production. Lila Pugh as Sophie and Isabel Molly as Lauren. It has been a joy and an honour to work alongside them. Mrs. Claus was played by Sarah Robinson and Claus was played by Dave Andrew. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for listening and to extend the compliments of the season to you.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And from me, a very Merry Christmas to you all and a happy and healthy New Year. This has been a Dave Andrew radio play. Thank you all for listening.